Welcome to Random Musing, episode 31. My name is Queen Rafi, and this is my podcast, Queen Rafi Space. On this episode of Random Musing, I wanted to talk about couples, childbirth, and infertility. When you're getting married, people advise you to talk about everything, finances, they advise you to talk about your genotype, medical history, all of those kind of things, your likes, your dislikes, your expectations, your goals, your aspirations, things like that. But I feel like right here in Nigeria, where I come from, nobody encourages you to talk about childbirth and infertility. And gradually and increasingly, it is becoming more evident that couples go into marriage. Some people expect that the babies are going to happen immediately. Some don't. Some expect that, okay, maybe we're going to take a bit of time off before we have the kids. But for some people who expect that the kids are just going to come naturally and don't have the conversation, you get married and you're waiting 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months. A year rolls by and the baby doesn't come. And then there is all of the pressure that comes from family members, that come from, you know, even outsiders, even people that don't even know you, you know, start to want to become people who are now watching your womb and seeing, okay, what is this about? And I feel like it's important that couples have these kind of conversations. Okay, what happens after 2 years of we getting married and don't have a child? What's going to be the next step? Are we going to go for adoption? Are we going to go for surrogacy? Are we going to go for IVF? I feel like it is time that we start encouraging people to have those kind of conversations. Watching this movie with my husband, and the couples were going through, you know, that kind of phase, and the woman was suggesting, well, let's go for adoption. And this one was like, what? I never liked adoption. There's no way I'm going to adopt. I feel like if you have these conversations early on before you get married, you would know exactly what pace you're on. When I was having a conversation with my husband, he raised a very valid point that, you know, when people are getting married, nobody thinks of the fact that, oh my God, when I get married, I'm not going to have a child, or maybe we're going to have a little bit of delay when it comes to having children. So people don't want to have that conversation. And I said, it's important that we that have been in that kind of situation advise people to have that conversation, because before the conversation of genotypes started to happen, people were experiencing that and they felt like, okay, let's start having these conversations. So for me, I think it's high time that people put that conversation into perspective. You know, you're getting married, have the conversation around childbirth. When do we want to start having kids? How many kids do we want to have? What happens if the kids don't come after a year? What happens if they don't come after 5 years? What happens if they don't come after 10 years? Are you open to adoption? Are you open to surrogacy? Are you open to IVF? What options are we going to explore? Are you going to marry another wife? If the problem is from you, am I going to stick around? I think all of those conversations are conversations that should be heard and should be had, you know, like sit down and have those kind of conversations. For counseling, people who do counseling for people, I think it's time to start putting that into the things that you counsel couples about. Well, I don't know what you think about this. Do you think this is something that people should start talking about? Also, why is there such a shame around infertility and childbirth in the African/Nigerian society? Why is that the case? I really would like to understand. If you have, you know, any input, any feedback, any contributions, please do send them to my email address at queen_Rafi. No, that is my Twitter handle. Email address is queenrafispace@gmail.com. I'll be willing to hear from you, because I feel like this is a very necessary conversation that we need to have. Thank you so much for listening, and make sure you share this with your family and friends. I have to go right now because I have my husband staying at me really weirdly. Thanks for listening. Bye.